Until now, Texas has been one of 9 states where any changes to voting practices had to be pre-cleared by the Justice Department. That meant reviewing everything from a new polling location to redistricting to ensure there was no discriminatory intent or effect.
In the Supreme Court ruling, what they've done is flip that around, if you will.
That's University of Texas at Austin professor Jim Henson. He says now the burden to prove discrimination will fall on the people who say they're discriminated against. That's unless Congress passes a new bill for determining which states require federal oversight.
The political reality is that it's highly unlikely that the Republican House is going to pass any kind of new guidelines for federal supervision.
This comes as welcome news for Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, who fiercely opposed Justice Department preclearance. In a press statement today, Abbott said the state's voter ID law will take effect immediately, and redistricting maps passed by the legislature may also take effect without approval from the federal government. While the High Court's ruling does not abolish the entire Voting Rights Act, which prohibits racial discrimination nationwide, some minority groups are concerned Tuesday's decision means states will enact laws that had been held up. Carolina Wishnick is an attorney for the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund.
We really want to prevail upon Congress to act and to act quickly, because as the Chief Justice himself held in his opinion, he recognized that discrimination still exists throughout the United States and is a persistent and pervasive problem in Texas in particular.
Federal oversight of Texas voting laws may be on hold, but there will no doubt be extra scrutiny by civil rights groups in the months to come. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.